Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on Cyclesman.com. He's speaking to us from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Jim, thanks as always for having me.
Tim, the markets, we keep seeing record highs, but are the highs getting softer, and does it set up a situation where the correction could be just as quick or quicker than the rise to the top?
Well, we are definitely due a correction. There's an intermediate, in my world, there's an intermediate term cycle top that is due. The intermediate term low was made in late October. As you may remember, we talked about it. I wrote about it in a research letter. You know, the expectation was for the advance out of the October low, intermediate term low, to move above the August high. And the reason was, I didn't have the markers. Long story short, I didn't have my DNA markers, if you will, to, mark the August high as a more meaningful top. We did until the last minute in July, as we moved into that top, those markers were lost. So that told me that, you know, hey, the August high should be better. It has been. And now we've pushed into another intermediate term top. It is definitely due. Conditions are ripe for that top. And yes, I expect there to be a correction into an intermediate term low, probably in the April timeframe. That low is due, unless this cycle continues to stretch. But my expectation is probably in the April timeframe we should be in the end of that low. So, meaning that said, we should be at the top now, or very near. At the same time, at the August high, there is nothing here that tells me we have seen a meaningful high with this high. So my expectation is, as bearish as I am long-term on this long-term sixth economic cycle, I don't think we're there yet. I think that the decline that we are subject to see here with this intermediate-term decline is going to be counter-trend, and higher prices should then follow, and it'll be from this next intermediate-term low that things will have an opportunity to set up for a higher degree top, but not here. It should be corrective.
So, in other words, good dip buyer country.
Yes, that's the way it looks. That's the way it looks. As extreme as this thing is, and like I said, as bearish as I am longer term, that's exactly how this appears, yes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a cattleman taking his cattle out. He's on a hill. It's downhill a little bit here. It's time to water up the cattle and feed them and get them ready for the next climb.
Exactly.
In a situation like this, what do you recommend?
Well, I mean, I don't recommend anything. As far as specific market, you know, stock market or stock advice or anything like that. As far as the market as a whole, I think we're ripe for, like I said, a correction. And other than that, you know, I have no specific advice. A lot of people are looking for a major top here. A lot of people, myself included, I know that this thing is extremely stretched. And like I said, longer term, I am extremely bearish to the point that I think that, you know, it could be the end of the system as we know it once the proper setup is in place with this everything bubble, this mega bubble. But in the absence of the proper setup here, again, I think it's counter trend.
We'll have more with Tim Cycles Man Wood right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim Cycles Man Wood. Tim, what kind of action are we seeing with the U.S. dollar?
Let me add one thing, if we could, on the market, on equities before we go on. What I wanted to say is that, you know, a lot of people looking for a top here and knowing that it is stretched. My message is to clarify is that, yes, there is a top, but not a longer term top. That's all I'm saying here, not a longer term top. And then I look for this, you know, I don't know, but I suspect it's going to press on well into the summer. That may change, but I think that we're going to see, once this corrective action is over with this intermediate term decline, it's going to press on into the summer. Now, how robust that advance is, you know, is anybody's guess. You know, maybe it could continue in this parabolic fashion, if you will, but maybe it claws its way back up and just makes a squeaker high. I don't know that yet. All I know is that the intermediate term low is ahead, and that higher prices should follow that. And then once that low's in place, we can better assess. It's getting the cart too far ahead of the horse right now, looking for that low. And again, I reiterate, I know that there's a few people calling for a major top here, and I don't see that. The dollar is, you know, we had an intermediate term low back in December. And of course, the dollar has been rallying out of that low. I think that advance is counter trend because there's a higher degree low still ahead of us. The 4-year cycle low in the dollar should still be ahead. So I think that, as with equities, the dollar should be at or near an intermediate degree top. And then from there, I think we should, be set up to go down into that higher degree low. And then from that low later this year, once that higher degree four-year cycle low is in place, then I'm going to be really bullish on the dollar. Simply because we'll have the 4-year low in place, and every 4-year cycle, every 4-year cycle going back to 2008, I believe, if I remember off the top of my head, has made higher 4-year cycle lows. In other words, there's been a progressive stair step up of those higher degree lows. So with that in mind, and making a 4-year cycle low here in, you know, later this year, I think that, you know, the outlook for the dollar is going to be stronger. As we move into that fits, actually, as we move into this deflationary environment with the setting up of the checkmate chart and, this long-term sixth economic cycle, it actually fits very well because in the deflationary environment, the dollar should do much better.
U.S. economy is the hottest on the planet. It has positive growth. Canada's pretty well stalled. Italy has stalled. Germany, the U.K. are in recession. Japan in recession. What's made the U.S. so bulletproof? Was it all that COVID cash?
I would say so, and I don't think it's as robust as everybody thinks it is. I've written about a lot of this stuff. M2 growth rate is still below zero, or was last time I looked, and it's been a few weeks, but it's still below zero. The unemployment, growth rate has risen above its zero line. That's something that I follow, and going back to, 1949, every time that's happened, it's been associated with a recession. Government tax receipts, growth rate of tax receipts are down. And every time that's happened, it's been associated with, I'm trying to remember my own statistic on that, a 4-year cycle top in equities. And in some instances, or in most instances, it was associated with a recession as well. Labor force participation rate is trying to turn back down. And, you know, I have GDP deflator that I'm watching is trying to turn back down. So everything is telling me that when you really look under the hood, that this COVID cash has run its course. And, that's what I'm expecting, like I said, with the turn down out of this long-term sixth economic cycle a little later. I look for that set up a little later this year, and I think what these indicators are telling us is that it's baked in the cake, but nobody sees that yet.
Gold's had a decent run, but it seems stuck now just above $2,000. Is that where it's going to stay, or do you see more growth?
The test is at hand. Let me explain. Gold, there was an intermediate term low in October, and we've rallied out of that low. There was a high back in December, and that high may have marked a little bit longer term cycle. If so, then this intermediate term advance proves to be a failure, then it's going to set gold up for the 9-year cycle top. The structure will be suggestive of the 9-year cycle top. So gold is at a critical point here where it's being tested structurally, if you will. And again, this current rally, like you said, it's kind of stuck, but this current rally is the structural test.
Going back to equities, if we take out the so-called Magnificent Seven, how is the stock market doing?
You know, I don't really follow the Magnificent Seven. I look at the Dow, the S&P, and, you know, the traditional indexes. Mm-hmm. So I can't speak on the Magnificent Seven, but I do know that they're on fire. They're heavily weighted, and, you know, they've got a lot of attention. I've had people tell me they're making so much money in the Magnificent Seven, and I get that. But it's part of it's a sign of the bubble. It's a sign of the times that we're in when you have seven stocks leading the market, basically, is I think what you're trying to allude to.
Is this like the 2000 dot-com bubble that burst spectacularly? Worse. Tim, what's happening with crude?
Well, crude oil has been in a counter trend bounce as well. There was an intermediate term low made back in December. And I think when you look at the broader commodity indexes, the 3-year cycle top, I'm still in the process of confirming. It's a longer term cycle, so it takes a little longer to confirm. But I think the 3-year cycle top in commodities has been seen. And therefore, if that's true, this advance out of the more recent low in December, crude oil should prove to be counter trend with respect to the 2023 high. If that does in fact prove to be true, then that should help confirm that we have in fact seen the 3-year cycle top in commodities, which will also be part of the setting up for the downturn out of this long-term economic cycle. So at this point, this bounce serves as a structural test, but I believe it's counter trend.
Now, we've had some totally bizarre weather this winter, record cold followed by record warm. Texas, Dallas was 91 degrees Fahrenheit the other day, and now they've got massive wildfires. What has that done to the natural gas market?
Well, the natural gas market is actually weak. And when I look at the natural gas market, natural gas itself, the evidence there suggests and has for a month or so that the 3-year cycle top has actually been seen in commodities. So that's one of the indicators I'm looking at, or one of the components, if you will, of the commodity sector that is signaling that commodities in general, this 3-year cycle has peaked.
I know you've dug into interest rates a little bit. Are they going to come down anytime soon, or are they kind of in a good spot right now? Why bring them down? People are finally making some money on their savings, if they have any.
Well, interest rates, we've talked about that, and it's a long story. I have proven it time and again in the research letters and covered it numerous times, in the past several years. But this entire rate hiking cycle was a fabrication to help reinflate, as odd as that may sound. But no, interest rates have this rate hiking cycle, I think, is done. The handwriting is on the wall. Some of the longer term maturities have definitely made the turn. the short end, which is what the Fed follows, the 3 month, that turn is in the process. It has not matured enough to force the Fed to begin to cut, but I think that's coming. I think that the top of the rate hiking cycle has been seen, and that as we move into this year, we will begin to see rate cuts.
Anything new on uranium?
No. You asked me about that last week, or last time we did an interview, and I tried to answer a question on that. I don't even really follow it. I don't remember what I said. But being a commodity, you know, I think that it's pretty much the same as the other commodities. But I don't have uranium. I can't get uranium in my database, but I did find a chart online, and what I saw just looking at it from a cyclical eye, it looks like it pretty much tracks equities, like, you know, the cyclical movement in equities and uranium were pretty much identical. They're very, very similar, I say it that way. And so just based on that, without having the data that I can actually analyze, but just looking at it from a high level, uranium is probably pushing into a major top with commodities, but also with equities a little later this year. And you know, without analyzing that, knowing the cyclical rhythm is similar, you know, it could peak prior to equities. It could lead, if you will. Again, don't have the data to do any studies on that, but it's very similar to equities. So I think it's pushing into a major top. Not saying it's there yet. Don't know. Don't have the data.
Tim, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on right now that we didn't talk about?
No, the only thing in my world, like I said, equities have not, short term, we should be at an intermediate term top. A little longer term, we have a ways to go before we get into the danger zone with this turning of the sixth economic cycle. But that is the key for, you know, later this year and as we move into 2025, certainly, and into the election time frame and into 2025, I think that turning is going to be significant. People will start to see it. They'll start to panic. It'll become quite obvious that something's not right. Right now, with market holding up, this little intermediate term correction, everybody think everything's fine. It's going to go up again. Everything's going to seem okay. And if this, these indicators that I'm watching, you know, with regard to the setup of the sixth economic cycle, if they do in fact fall in place, I mean, maybe they don't. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I keep getting a green light with, you know, just like with the August high, I got a green light that said, nope, we should go higher. We had an intermediate term top, but we should go higher. I got that same green light here. Maybe when we get to the next intermediate term top, following this, you know, correction that we're facing, you know, like I said, in the next month or so, maybe I get another green light. But I don't. You know, my hunch is that we won't. I think we're moving toward that higher degree setup. But the question obviously is, do we see that setup start to take hold, or do I get another green light? And, you know, I have to judge that when we get there. My hunch is that there's a major setup coming later this year for the capping of this long-term bubble.
I know in election years, the little cottage on 1600 Pennsylvania doesn't like to see big drops in the stock market. Do you think the White House would pull all the stops to support the market artificially? Or are they already doing that?
I think they're already doing that. I mean, this market, doesn't mean that's what they did. You know, both, listen, that's what's been going on. That's what I just said. That's what's been going on since 2002. This thing, that's how we got us in the boat that we're in is supporting the market. And so I think that's been an ongoing thing for 20 years or more.
Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. If you have any questions for Tim or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.